July 18th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Lord God, creator of all things great and small. It is I who created the earth and its atmosphere. It is I who call the clouds to pass before the sun. It is I who create every insect under the earth, every fish that swims in the sea. For the sake of my love for all of my creation, especially mankind, I come here today to speak once again. I have given you commandments to live by, my children. I have encapsulated all of the commandments in one easy concept, holy love. Most of you fail to listen. The greatest error in the world today is that man does not recognize or care about what is good and what is evil. This attitude negates sin in all its forms and creates a false conscience, an apt description of the heart of the world. Yet when I come or send my son or his holy mother to speak, few there are who will listen. Then there are those who think they are living in my divine will, but have made gods of their own will and their own opinions. These are the ones most difficult to convert. Their sanctimony is their undoing. With a sincere heart, return to me, O man of earth. Allow me to be your sovereign. I desire your welfare, your salvation. Obey my commandments. I am slow to anger, rich in mercy. My justice must come, however. A note is given to read Jude chapter 17, verse 23. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.